Confessio Amantis, Book 4, 1245 to 1446, Rocifile. Of Armenia, I read thus, there was a king, which Erupus was hot, and he a lusty maid the daughter had. And as men said, her name was Rocifile, which though was of great renome, for she was both a weas and fair, and should have been her father hire. But she had all default of sloth toward this love, and that was ruth. For so well could no man say, which michte set her in the way of love's occupation, through non imagination, that skull wolde she nocht know. And thus she was one of the slow, as of such hurt as Bessinessa, till one of Venus, the goddessa, which love's court hath for to rule, hath brought her into better rule, forth with Cupida, and with his micht, for they mere veil, who such a wicht, which though was in her lusty age, desireth neither marriage, nor yet the love of paramours, whichever hath be the common course among us him that lusty were. So was it shewed after there. For he that he her heartis loweth, with fiery dartis which he throweth, Cupid, which of love is God, in chastity sing hath mad a rod to drive away her wantonness, so that within a wheel, he guess, she had on such a chance a spurned, that all her mood was overturned, which first she had of slow manner. For thus it fell, as thou shalt hear. When come was the month of May, she wolde walk upon a day, and that was ere the sun arist. A woman, but a few it wist, and forth she went to privily, unto the park was fast to be, all softer walkin' on the grass, till she come there the lounder was, through which there ran a great river. It thocked her fire, and said,
Here ye will abide, under the shower,
and bade her woman to withdraw. And there she stood, all on, still, to think of what was in her will. She see the swart of flores spring, she heard the glad of fools sing, she see the bestest in her kinde, the book, the doe, the hert, the hinde, the madle, go with the female. And so began there a querel between love and her ochna hert, for which she caught the nocht a start. And as she cast her ee about, she see, clad in all sweet, a root of laddies, where do they come and read along, under the wood's seed. On fair and blinde horse they set, that were all wheat, fat, and great, and every june they read on seed. The saddlers were of such a breed, with pearl and gold so well begun, so rich as she never none. In kirtless and in copious rich, they were unclothed, all a leech, departed even of wheat and blue, with all the lustres that she knew, they were embrooded over all. Her bodies weren't long and small, the beauty fay upon her face, none earthly thing it might disface. Coronas on her head they bear, as each of him a queen aware, that all the gold of Croesus Hall, the lest a coronal of all the micht have bought, after the worth. Thus come they read into forth. The king's daughter, which this seek, for pure beist, drew her a dreich, and held her close under the buch, and let him pass in still enough. For as her thocht in her avis, to him that were of such a priest, she was not worthy axen there, for when they come, or what they were. But laver than this worldus good, she would have wist who that it stood, and put her head a little out. And as she looked her about, she see, coming under the linde, a woman upon horse behind. The horse on which she rode was black, all lean and galled on the back, and halted, as they were employed, whereof the woman was annoyed. Thus was the horse in sorry pleat, but for all that, a stare of wheat amidst in the front he had. Her saddle ache was wonder bad, in which the woeful woman sat. And natheless, there was with that a richer bridle for the nonus, of gold and preciosa stones. Hircota was some deal to tor. About her middle, 20 score of horse haltress and well mow, there hingen at a teema though. Thus when she calmed the laddie neech, then took she better heed and seech this woman fire was of visage, fresh, lusty, young, and of tender age. And so this laddie, there she stood, bethought her well, and understood that this which come read into though, teeding is good to tell of though, which as she see to fore read. And put her forth, and prayed a bead, and said,
Ha, sister, let me hear, what been they that knew reading here, and been so richelich arrayed?
This woman, which come so asmired, answered with full soft speech, and saith,
Madam, I shall you teach. These are of those that whilom were servants to love, and troth a bearer, thereas they had her hair to set. Farewell, for I might not be let. Madam, I go to me service, so must I hast in alle wise. For the madame, if me leve, I might not longer with you leve.
Ha, good sister, yet I pray tell me who ye been so besaye, and with this haltress thus begone.
Madame, whilom I was own that to me father had a king, but he was slow, and for no thing may list not to love obey ye, and that I knew full sore obey ye. For I whilom no love had, mean horse is new so feeble and bad, and alto tor is mean array. And every year this fresh may these lusty laddies read a boote, and I mot nede sui her route in this manner, as ye nu say, and truce her haltress forth with me, and ambut as her horse acknave. None other office I ne have, hem thinks I am worthy no more, for I was slow in love's lore when I was able for to lere, and were the not the tallest hair of him that go then love teche.
Nu tell me then, I you beseche, whereof that rich breeder serveth.
With that here chair away she swerveth, and gan to weep, and thus she told.
This breeder, which ye nu behold so rich upon mean horse head, madam, afore I was dead, when I was in me lusty leaf, there fell into mean heart a strife of love, which may overcome, so that thereafter head I nom, and thought I would love a knicht. That laste well a fortenicht, for it no longer mich te laste, so nie me leaf was a te laste. But nu, alas, to late war, that I ne had him loved ar, for death came so in haste be me, I there to had any time, that it ne mich te been achieved. But for all that, I am relieved of that me will was good thereto, that love suffereth it be so that I shall switch a bridle were. Nu have ye heard all mean answere, to God, madam, I you betake, and warneth alle for me sake of love that they be not idle, and bid him think upon me bridle.
And with that word, all suddenly, she passeth as it were a ski all clean out of this laddie's sichter, and though for fair her heart afflichter, and said to herself,
Alas, I am richt in the same case, but if I live after this day, I shall amend it, if I may.
And thus homeward this laddie went, and changed all her first intent within her heart, and gan to swear that she none haltress will bear.